With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Reaction to the ongoing war in Iraq, and part of that has to do with the response to those that have already been killed, those killed over the weekend in particular. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Dan Crane named four of the six who died.
Captain Cody Cork, Sergeant First Class Noah Tejens, Sergeant First Class Nicole Amore, and Sergeant Declan Cody. To the families of our fallen, we grieve with you today, and we look forward to welcoming your family members home at Dover in the coming days.
Defense Secretary Hegseth said today that the U.S. is winning its military operation against Iran, in his words, decisively, devastatingly, and without mercy.
In fact, yesterday, in the Indian Ocean, and we'll play it on the screen there, an American submarine sunk an Iranian warship that thought it was safe in international waters. Instead, it was sunk by a torpedo. Quiet death.
President Trump says Iran has shown its true colors by retaliating against any number of nearby countries that had nothing to do with the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes.
They hit countries that had nothing to do with what's going on. They were sort of leaving everything alone. All of a sudden, they had missiles shot in, which shows you the level of evil that we're dealing with. They'll hit people that were actually at least somewhat friendly.
The petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says if the conflict escalates, we can expect to see more fluctuations in the price of fuel.
Watching those numbers move in real time, it seems like oil prices are tied to the opposite of what the stock market is doing. Stock markets plummet. Oil prices are up on the continued increase in escalations in the Middle East.
Reversing course today on Wall Street after losses yesterday. Right now, the Dow is up almost 300 points. This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates are cheering the Supreme Court.
They support the justice's decision this week, barring California schools from helping a child live as the opposite sex without their parents' approval while a lawsuit plays out. It follows last year's high court ruling that parents have the right to opt their kids out of classes or lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The justices seem to be favoring parental rights and perhaps beginning the process of rolling back the advance of transgenderism in the schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas legislature passed a bill last year giving schools the option of setting aside a daily school prayer period. School boards were required to consider whether they wanted to allow prayer. Most of the state's 1,200 school districts appear to have declined the offer. Bill sponsor Republican David Spiller says about 15 districts have decided to opt in. The law lets students pray or read religious texts during non-instructional time. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is struggling to regain its equilibrium following heavy losses spurred by the Iran war. Oil prices are stabilizing after President Trump said the U.S. Navy could escort tankers through the Strait of Hormuz, where about a fifth of the world's oil passes. Traffic through the waterway has dried up in response to Iranian threats. Iranian drone strikes damaged several Amazon Web Services sites in the Mideast, exposing how vulnerable cloud data centers can be. AWS says drones hit two data centers in the United Arab Emirates. Another site in Bahrain suffered damage when a drone landed nearby. Worries over the war, which President Trump has said could last a month or more, have hammered world markets, unsettling investors who fear more spikes for oil prices could damage the global economy and sap corporate profits. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.